Mishnah Nun Ches Sif Tes. Yep. Okay. Karpe, if you're me Sasayim, Shehukav Ladiris. So we have a carpet which is more than Sasayim, and you're Makav Ladiris. You're allowed to carry in it. And then he went, Renata Ruba Ilonis. He planted the majority of the area with trees. So, which makes it difficult to basically use it because there's trees in the way. I feel Adam the Tuam Shura Shuras, even if they're not planted in rows, which makes it again more easy, they're random, which is going to make it harder to use. Still, Adam Avalim Hadira. Trees do not take away, you can walk under the trees, the trees do not take away the Dira status. However, Avul Im Nizra Ruba, if it was planted not with trees, but with grain or vegetables, etc., seeded literally. Right, so you seeded it with Zroyim. Hazroyim Mavatlim Hadira. So Zroyim are Mavatl Dira. Now, so how much Zroyim is Mavatl Dira? So I have 2 inches, but 2 inches is Mavatl Dira? No. So how much is Mavatl Dira? So it depends. I feel Abraham Elo Sasayim. There's not even more than Sasayim, but there's less than that. But if they're the Roiv. In Nizra Ruba, the case was if it was the majority of the area is Nizra. So let's say the area itself is more than base assignment, three base saw. Mm-hmm. So if more than 1.5 of it is Nizra, even though it's not base assignment, but we look at the whole area now is based on the majority. The majority is Nizra. So get the din of Malka, which is not for deer anymore. You can't live in a place which is Nizra. You can't really use it for anything that's planted. So therefore, it loses its status of Malka with deer, and you can't carry more than Dalanavis. Nizra Muitz. If the area that you planted, you seeded, was the minority of the total, Im Ein by Elo Sasayim, Mut. If it has up to the shear of base Sasayim, it's mutter. Yesim is Sasayim, it's also. But if it's more than base Sasayim, even though it's the miyut, if it's more than base Sasayim, so that makes the whole area usr. Okay. So, the Mishabura Samach Kimmel, not the Rubai, who had them Kulai, even you planted the whole thing with trees, not just the Rubai, but the whole thing. Even though it's not shurishuris, elamurav, and they're all random. Still, item about la madira. The avidi in shilin toyelonas bechatzeris kneli histayfet petzilim. This is part of the normal usage of a chotzer, which chotzer is usually considered book of ladira because you do usages which are for people there. Mm-hmm. Putting trees there is normal. There actually is a chazanish who says, but let's say that your kavanah wasn't for that. Your kavanah was, you're going to make this into, it wasn't to make it be not look nicer, be shady, etc. So then maybe that would have a lacha like zroyim. So I'm a vala madira. The bezeirodim l'dari in shiva havaligina, place where it's zerua. People really can't. You can't really. It takes away the ground space to walk on, etc. You don't want to step in them and damage them, etc. So you don't really use it over there. So that takes away the status of hukka ladira, and then you get your problem. Also, the talzal apashen is in Israel. So even the area which is not in Israel is going to be usher to carry it. The botalei gabi the gabi ruvay kuzara kula dami. Since the first case was that the majority was Nizra. So once the majority is Nizra, the whole area becomes based on the majority, and you can't carry anywhere. Afila Ein Behem, even though the majority is not a base saw, more than excuse me base sasayim. It's not Afila Ein Behem. But some are b'shetach b'akam azria. The area which was planted. The base is not in the circle heck of Dira. So we could argue, we know the rule is, if it's base of summer less, even if it's not a hook of a deer, you can carry in it. And this area, which is Nizra, which is the non Hukam Adira, is less than a Beis Sosayim. So, in itself, wouldn't be, if that would all be all you have, it would be Mutter. So, the problem is that you don't have just this, you have all of this, but this is the majority. So, even though it's less than Beis Sosayim itself, which normally you'd be allowed to carry in it, if this would all be, it would be, even though it's not Hukam Adira, you can carry in less than Beis Sosayim. But since it's affecting the whole area, and that's a total of more than the basis of science, then you have a problem. Filochi also the kibbutz wood both of the gabi right. Hare hu kiilu kuloi nizra b'kuloi hikar yes the basis of science. Since we're dealing with the whole area as equivalent of being planted, and the whole area is more than the basis of science, so you're going to have a problem. Even if the area which is planted is only sosayim. Samach ches, more than the pachas, or even less than sasayim. As long as it's the roiv, that's going to define the rest of the area. Kimashem roiv, riachad imamiyut, yesh yasim beis sasayim. As long as they're the roiv, A, and the total is more than beis sasayim, you're going to have a problem. Or as long as it wasn't the majority, which that takes the minority with it, so it's exactly half of the same thing. The point of it is if the majority is planted, so the minority becomes both to the majority. But if it's 50-50 or less, which is planted, so it's not going to answer the rest. But im ein by rutzalomer b'malkam azur, the place of zazua is only sasayim, it's mutter. It's more than sasayim, it's also mutter dein karach b'miyat levatal haroiv shehukav adira. The miyat doesn't affect the rest. B'miyat ha'atzma gamken mutter, it itself is mutter. Why? The luya hey, the legabi didei nispatal machitza shehukav adira. So you'll say, no. This area is not hukav adira because this area itself is, you made a little garden patch, right? Which is 50 by 50 amas and 50 amas. There's only one source worth. But it's not a hukav adira. But okay, fine. Can't be a lot of media. It's not a problem. So base of sayim, let's start a hukav adira. If it's only base of sayim, you don't need a hukav adira. Or less. You're allowed to carry in a saw by a saw of a garden patch. So we're, if it's sasayim or less, and it's the miyut, so you can carry everywhere. However, if it's more than basis sayim, the loch is it's osur, and not only is it osur, it's the miyut. So you have this large area is equivalent of 10 saws worth, and 3 saws worth are your zriya. So you can't carry those 3 saw. You can't carry anywhere in the whole 10. Even though it's the miyut, you can't do it. So the loch is also the talit to bakula. You cannot carry in the whole area. Why? The hamiyut aser kimshesh b'yosim bebeis asayim. It's more than beis asayim. The miyut area is more than beis asayim, and therefore enon nitala below hekav ladira. It's not hekav ladira, so you can't carry there. Uzroim avat lemachitza shaldira. The zroim takes away the status of machitza shaldira. So that's why the miyut is aser. But why is the roiv aser? Rabbi Karpov gam kein neser. So it opens up into the area where which are the Zeroyim, which is an Isser place to carry, and we'll see later on. We're going to see this idea. We had it once before. I don't know where. Ready this idea. If you have two areas, you can't carry in one. Even though theoretically you can carry in the other, but if it's totally porous to that one, you can't carry. So it's not set up from that area. The status of one transits to the other. So this is the major problem you have, and that we were discussing. We started the simon. If you have a karfif somewhere in your city Erev, which is more than based sayim, so you can't carry anywhere in the whole Erev. A karfif will affect the whole Erev. That's why we said the example we gave the cemetery. They don't put cemeteries. Now, what you could do is totally fence it out, because the point is because it's totally open to that area. So remember, it tells the Shiva, we used to have there's an Erev around the campus. And then there was a Karfif area, and there was an Erev around the Karfif area to close it out. So it's not hookah, it was, you know, it serves the Pesach all around it. So it's not parts, this area is not open to that area, it's separated by the Tzuras HaPesach. So we made a Tzuras HaPesach around the Karfif area, and we just took care of the problem.
So if we have smaller than Beis HaSayim, and we have sort of 50-50 with the Gina and the Chatzar area, then why doesn't that proportionality extend when we go past Beis HaSayim? What happens once you pass that threshold of having a larger garden area?
Well, you have two things. Once it's more than Beis HaSayim, it itself becomes a place which you can't carry, because the heck of Ladira doesn't work for this area. This is not a place of Dira.
It just nullifies it somehow.
Vis-a-vis this place, right? Because it's not a place of Dira anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's less than Beis HaSayim, it also happens, but it's irrelevant, because less than Beis HaSayim, which is not hooked with Dira, you can carry it. The problem is, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, you can't carry here, and then once you can't carry here, you can't carry anywhere. We'll see some a little more coolness as we go along. Okay, Yud. Yud is basically the same idea as Tess, just with maybe one new thought. But the basic idea is here. Okay, Mi Shiyesh La Gina B'Chatzer. So he has a chotzer, which a chotzer is a hook of a dira, and he makes a garden patch. He makes a gina in the chotzer. Simu Raiva Chotzer. So if the gina, which is a karpef, it's not a hook of ladira area, is the Raiva of the Chotzer. Filo ein bo ela beis hasayim. Even though the area itself is less than beis hasayim, or less even. So you're allowed to carry in the gina because it's less than beis hasayim. But lo yital to mimenu umin a chotzer labayis. You cannot carry it to the house. Because the tiltel, so this is a new idea which we haven't had before. There's an iser tiltel besides the iser of the alanamis in a karfif, which we said only applies once it's more than base hasayim. There's a separate problem of carrying from the karfif to the bias, because the karfif is not a place which is connected to the bias. It's a different type of place of ishtabshus. So the ruvah chatzer is for a chotzer doesn't work for a karfif. So you can't carry from the karfif into the bias. So now I have the karpif is less than Beis HaSayim, but it's the roiv of the chotzer. So it defines the whole chotzer. So you can't carry from the chotzer to the bayis either. Okay, that is if it's Beis HaSayim or less. So you're within the karpif itself, you can carry. But within the chotzer itself, you can carry. But you can't carry from them to the bayis. If the area is more than Beis HaSayim, so then, lo yitalta bo ubachotzer ela b'arba amos. Then you create a halacha that you can't carry more than 4 amos. Vimu miyat hachotzer. If the chotzer is this area of the garden patch is the miyat of the chotzer. So mashiyesh b'yesem esasayim oisir kol hachotzer. Mishnah Berurah says ma is translated almost if it would have more than beis esasayim, so that would get out of the whole chotzer like we had before in Sif Tes. So if it has less than base sasayim, so the chotzer you can carry, but also the chotzer mimenu the bias, you can't carry from the carpet to the bias. See, you're allowed to carry more than dalet amos in the carpet. It doesn't. It's the meat of the chotzer, so the chotzer you're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the bias, but from the carpet to the bias you can't carry. Yeah. Good. Ayin gimel. Mishiyesh lo gina. Actually, the Karnes Bar calls that besif akadam of the yin karpev. We discussed the issue of karpev vis-a-vis the hekif. So, what's the case of the gina and the chotzer introducing? Kavokam chotzer mechaber v'shana din zeh liyin chotzer. We restated in regards to the din of a chotzer. Difference of roig miyit beis hasayim less beis hasayim. But that's the same halacha. But to teach you a new point. The same way planting it with seeds, zroyim, low plants which grow, you know, like that, not like trees, but low plants which grow, take away the status of the heck of ladira of the mechitzas of the carpet. So maybe you'll say a chotzer is much more a stronger status of usage for the house. It's right next to the house and you use it. And there's actually some, the Rosh actually raises, the Shartzian points out in the Samach Zayin, the Rosh actually raises a question. It's not, he's not convinced that the din of Zeroyim can take away the status of mechitzas of a chotzer. That's mamish dira. Like, you know, if you have a very large mansion and you decide to plant like a little section of, you know, put some earth sod down and plant zoramas at your house, it's not going to be about the status of your house. You'll let it carry in your house because it's hookah for dira. So batsin, that's what a house is. So chotzer, maybe we could argue, was the same thing. So the zoroyim area can't affect the chotzer. So the shofar is telling me no, that it could. Okay. And he points out that this is the Rosh itself is it has it as a question. That has it as a question, but the Shulchanar Pasens, it definitely is mevat.
That's an interesting point. So if you have a completely surrounded chutzner, like an inner courtyard of a house, is that the same thing as a chutzner that we'd have three walls?
Shouldn't make a difference. Yeah. Well, we don't say the chotzer is more chosher, and therefore the zroim can't take it to remove its status of hukah ladir. We don't say that. One new point. Second new point is void hoisiv levar b'stiv zeh linyan tiltum in a chotzer labayis k'moshin levar. The second new point we're adding over here is that besides the issue of caring within itself, can you carry from there into the house? So akula ein bo, the whole area only has basis sign. The total chotzer is only based on Sayyim, but this is Roiva chotzer. So, if it's only based on Sayyim, even though Hugo there, you can carry, but you can't carry into the house. Elabes Sayyim, wood and pachas, even if it's less than that. So, you can't carry from there into the house. You got to carry in the chotzer. Because even though you tell me it takes away the status of Hugo Ladira, it's only based on Sayyim or less. You got to carry. Regards to carrying the chutzner itself, we're fine. The problem is to carry from there to the house. You can't carry from the gina into the house. You can't carry from the chutzner into the house, because since the gina is the roiv, it makes the whole chutzner like the gina. Menamin chutzner, the kimen is about the heck of shadira. You can't carry from a carpet to a bias. You can't carry from a bias to the carpet. This halacha is true even by carpet pachos based asayim. Even though I own the carpet and I own the bias, I still can't carry from one to the other. There is a bir halacha later on, which seems to say that if it's less than beis hasayim, so it is owned by one person, you could carry from one to the other. Not like he's saying over here. It's only if it's beis hasayim, which normally isn't enough to make iser. You need more than beis hasayim to make a problem. If it's beis hasayim, then you can't carry from one to the other. But it's less beis hasayim, it's not chashim enough to create a problem. It's in Shin Nun Tes. Later on. V'im hu yoser, v'salam kol ha-chotzer. If the chotzer is more than beis hasayim, so then you have a problem, and it's a rive of the chotzer, so you can't carry Talad Amos. Elabar Bahamas. Because in Carmel it's like a Carmelist. Kim in the Ben Kula, yes, yes, and maybe it's a sign. Rabbi Zeroy, but Bito Shem Dira Ben Chotzer can always have test. This is Mamish the case in Siftes. Once it's a Roy, even though it's not based on Sime itself, but if the total is more than based on Sime, we look at the whole thing as if it's not a makom of dira, you can't carry. If it's the miyutz, so whatever, if it's yesh more than beis asayim, it asks the whole chatzah. The language of mashim sounds like it's definitely that was the case. It means no one's saying if that would be the case, more than beis asayim, then you can't carry anywhere. Then osu kol chotzer after chotzer roiv legabi gina lechara the chotzer is roiv. Well, an iftal mimeno shame dira ayres royim. So you can't say that the chotzer lost its status of dira because there's a miyut of the garden patch in the corner. But still, there's no problem. I'll kapon him the iftal heck of dira the gabi's royim atzum. The area which is the garden patch, that lost its status of heck of dira. Well, so tatal shom kim and shame yosu besesayim, and that's more than besesayim. So therefore, you can't carry there. Shemzeh also gam. So that also the rest of the chotzer. The nifritzul the makom azroyim shum makom also, because it's totally open to a makom which of iser. So it answers the whole chotzer. So also the hatzim and olabayis. So besides you can't carry. Here's the case of. It was mute, but it had less than, it had tesaim or less, so you can't. It doesn't answer the rest of the chotzer if it's the mute. In itself, it's huk of ladira. It's not huk of ladira, but it's less than base of tesaim. So you're allowed to carry there, but you still have the problem. You can't carry from there to the house. Also, the hatim and the labayis. The malkam is zroim gufam, but the tatal. You're allowed to carry with the zroim because of siftes, because it's less than base of tesaim. El dak upon him also lets him in the bais. So you cannot carry from there to the house. Kedin karpiv shein mukav ladira shein utaltim in the bais. You can't carry from a karpiv not mukav ladira into a bais. Mi mena the bais. Now, if you look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch, so in the first case where he says you can't carry into the house, he said you can't carry mi mena umina chotzer the bais. You can't carry from if the case where the gin is the roiv. You can't carry from the Gina to the Bias. You can't carry from the Chotzer to the Bias. Here it says you can't carry from the Gina to the Bias. It means the Chotzer, you still could carry from the Chotzer, you could carry to the Bias. That's, you know, he's leaving out the word the Chotzer, I mean a Chotzer in this case. Sure, the Tatal the Bias. You could carry from the Chotzer part into the house. Even though that area has basis sign. Because you can transfer from the chatzah to the house. Now the whole thing, the area of the gino was less than basis sign, so it itself was not a problem to carry there. It's a miyut of the, it doesn't asr rest of the chatzah. So why should it asr? Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, you should know v'yesh arsim mitzvah lohitzi af mechatzah of the bais. Rabbi Abdul Chatzir Gino Mutatal, you're not carrying them. Kamakam Lingan Kli Abayas, Mikha Gino Makam Osir. But to the Gino, you can't carry. Visibly, someone just starts out Shabbos in the house, you're not allowed to carry this item to the Gino. So the same way we said, regards to in a case where you have a Gino which is based on Sayim, more than based on Sayim. So you can't carry here. Even though it's the me, it affects the rest of the chotzer because they're open one to the other. So vis-a-vis the klei abayis, this is a place that you can't carry, and the rest of the chotzer is open up to that area. So vis-a-vis the klei abayis, it should be like nifritz makom aser, which doesn't allow you to carry. Come on, the klei abayis make a gina makom aser. Sherei also the hetzim and labayis. Mamela neser gam a chotzer and yinzem yishum shu parut supasuch legina. Vis-a-vis the Kliya Bayis, it's open, it's direct, it's totally open and porous to a place where you can't carry vis-a-vis Kliya Bayis. Okay. So he says like this. He would say the following, Achro. The area of the Zoram is less than Beis HaSayim. You don't have to be makor in that situation and say you can't carry into the house. But he's saying in a case where there's more than basis sayim, it's a miyut, so we have a problem that it's parts to there, the chutz is parts to it, the same way you can't carry dalai lamas in the chutz, or you can't carry from the, you shouldn't carry from the chutz to the bias either. Okay. Or that case wasn't, we didn't discuss that case yet. We discussed the case where it was roiv, and now we discuss the case, it's miyut, if it's more than the basis time, it asks the whole chutz in regards to carrying dalai lamas. And he said, who within an asal kot, so you can't carry from there into the house either. Okay. V'yeshukilim, look, going to the tautel, af min achelik, agina gufa le bias, v'odim in a bias le gina. V'yeshes mechol zeh, b'mokam adchak. There is a shitas Mordechai, Magaron Kosa Mordechai, that says, a situation where the gina is less than b'sasayim, and it's a miyat of the chotzer, it doesn't have a chashivas to itself, if you're allowed to carry from the gina to the bias. So, it says you can rely on that in case of Shasat Chak. Kol Mitzvah Berkan, Hu B'Sheinah Mechitza Bein HaChotzer L'Makim Mezroim. This is all talking about that there's no, they're totally open one to the other. You didn't put a fence around your garden patch. So you put a fence, you had your big chotzer, you fenced off an area and put a garden patch there, so it's fenced off. Mimiesh Mechitza, one area doesn't affect the other. And Sursa Pesach also works. And you can carry in the whole chotzer, and B, you can carry from it to the house. So and the place, the area, the garden patch, which is planted, is a separate area, and it's dealt with independently. V'im chelak anizah hu yosim v'esasayim. So then it depends. If it's more than v'esasayim, so dinik karmel is v'asal talto af pesach. You can't carry in it more than dalan amos. L'kol shkem you can't lahitzim in a lechotzer. Other happened. You can't transfer from lechotzer to there or there to the chotzer. The chotzer dinik rishus yachad gomer. So this is a caramelist. I mean, it's a weird caramelist because really it has walls around it. But we did it in a caramelist and give the chotzer dinik a regular rishus yachad. So obviously you can't carry from one to the other. From a rock based asayim apachus, mutzim etatel tzukuloi, and it's fenced off. So you're allowed to carry inside it because less than based asayim. V'chevim enel chotzer mechotzer loy. So we didn't give it a status of a caramelist, so it's a regular walled Rishus Yachid. So you can carry from the chotzer to the gina and the gina to the chotzer. Except chutzah kelim sheshav so babay is kelim setting out Shabbos in the house. Also lahutzim in a chotzer the gina. You can't take those kelim from the chotzer to the gina. But since it was the gina was fenced off, the gina doesn't make the chotzer also to carry to the house. You can carry kelim from the house to the chotzer, the chotzer to the house. You have a kelim from the house to the chotzer, now you can't carry it to the gina. You cannot carry it to the gina. Can roi shalecho lishtet begina b'shabbos, so don't eat there. The actual absorb is that you'll end up using some kelim, something from the kitchen. V'cholshken b'im hu yosem v'sasayim da'osu b'tiltul yosem v'arbamas. Obviously, you can't eat there. You shouldn't eat there because you end up carrying more than dalai lamas is a possibility. So it's not a good idea to say let's store a picnic there from before Shabbos. So you don't have to carry from the house to there. We'll have go out Shabbos. They will have a picnic in our gina section, right? So he says he's not an advocate of that point because of the problems of if it's more than basis time you can't carry more than dalai lamas, and that's not a great place to be. And even if less, there still is a problem of carrying a kli bias to the gina or vice versa. So it wouldn't be an eitz.
So if you were to carry in that area, would it be like you're really carrying in a karmelis, or would it be like you're in a rishus yachad that's considered like a karmelis?
Well, since karmelis is darbonon, because I'll ask for karmelis, so you deal with it as a karmelis.
Yeah, but is it a dirabanan dirabanan, or is it a dirabanan like this is also a karmelis?
No, it's dirabanan, it's also a karmelis. I mean, the rice is the rishus yachad, you're allowed to carry, but the rice, remember, the rice, you're allowed to carry in a karmelis also. The rice, a karmelis, is a mokap tor. The rice, you're allowed to carry there. Right? But the Chama said no. So they said, oh, we're also no. Not only that, remember we had before that if you have a bona fide karmelis and this carpet next to each other, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Because otherwise, people say, if you can't, within Daladamas, obviously. If you can't, people say, oh, that's not really a, this is not really a karmelis. Next thing you know, they're going to carry it. So they allowed you to carry from karmelis A type A to karmelis type B. Because otherwise, it wouldn't work. Okay, maybe this, we'll just start Yud Aleph, without not going to get to the Mishaburas. But it's going to be right. Okay. Karbev Yosem and Beis Asayim. Shehukav Ladira. So we have this karbev more than Beis Asayim. And Shehukav Ladira, so you're very happy. You're able to carry there. Everything is wonderful. You're ready to go. And now, Menichlus of Barmayim. So, there was a well opened up, and now you have this standing water over there of water. So imriyim l'shtiya, if that water is potable water, you can drink it. Ein mevat l'madira, that doesn't take away the status of dira because it's part of the tashmish odom. That's part of the human usage. Therefore, I feel him a mokum shini spas to shom yosem misasayim. Even if the area, you hit pay dirt, you broke some, broke through some underground water, and now all of a sudden this whole thing fills up, and it's more than misasayim. I feel him a mokum harpe. It's very deep, so it's not mavadal the shem dira because it's drinkable. Vim enem reil mashia. However, if it's not potable water, so then dinim kizroyim. So we would deal with the status of water the same way we deal with that we had in Siftes regards to zroyim. But v'hu sheba omkam asara tvachim. If it's less than, it's only a problem if it's 10 tvachim deep. The water is 10 tvachim deep. If the water is not even 10 tvachim deep, so he said before you could walk in it, so it doesn't really mevatel dira because you could use that area. It's a little bit dirty, but it's basically a usable area still. So it's only a problem if it's deeper than 10 tefachim. Remember, 10 tefachim is we're talking about three feet deep. That's not a tremendous depth. So if you have that depth, so then you would have a problem. If it's one of the Beis Asayim, it's in like Zeroyim, which theoretically, so you have water which is not potable. More than basic time, it will answer the whole area. So if you have your pond in the middle of your city area, you have potentially the same issue. Most we assume usually in halacha we assume that the water is drinkable. And we'll see actually that in other words, shtiyas behema is sufficient because that's part of a person's tashmish. He takes care of his animals, so I don't need necessarily. So I can use this water to feed my animals, that would be sufficient. So, usually ponds are not a problem. So, even though I told you, Rabbi Hanuman said that the Eitzah was in the golf trap, the pond in the golf course, says that's Tashmish Adam, you're using the pond as a way to challenge your golf game. But that's really, you don't really need to come on to that. I mean, it might be true. It's really the shittiest behavior usually.
I think so. For a lot of golf courses, I think they treat it with a chemical, so it's not so usable. So it might be a good idea to say that.
Well, then his point would be valid. Still, it's part of Tashmish. It's not about the Tashmish Adam. It's there for Tashmish Adam to make your game more challenging. Okay.